Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fine. I think that runs more of a risk of your kids getting sick than you seeing somebody playing at the park with their kids.
You got it. All right, man.
All right.
I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Ray. Next call, let's go to Independence, and Patty joins us on the line. Hi, Patty.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey,
I have an old, pardon me?
Doing well, what's on your mind?
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just had an idea that my grandmother used to tell me about when I was little, and it sounds kind of weird, but if your eyes are dry and your nose is dry and you got a cold, we used to go upstairs. She lived upstairs from us. She used to cook, you know, have coal and wood and all that. She was an old-fashioned woman and from Poland. And, you know, she used to tell me, my mother would bring me upstairs because we lived downstairs, and we'd go up there, and she'd be cutting her onions up. And she'd take a bowl and tell me to stand over it. I'm saying, why? And she says, it's to clean out your sinuses and your eyes of water, as naturally, when you cut onions up. And if anybody has dry eyes, it'll help. You know, it's an old-fashioned idea. Plus, the peel, I used to ask her, what is the peel for? She used to have them all over the house. She said, that collects the bacteria. So, as crazy as it is, it's worth a try. And if you cut up onions and you go outside, as far as people getting near you, you better change your clothes because you're going to smell like you got B.O.
Thank you. That's all I need is another reason to smell worse.
I just figured, you know, I'd lighten it up a little bit and help people to get through it. I'm 79 years old, and I've been through all the flus, and I'm still here. Not to say I'm not feeling that great, but I'm on an antibiotic, and I don't have the virus, but I had a carbon monoxide problem over here at the apartment. So I had headache and nausea, so I confused that with what I had, you know. So, but I'm on an antibiotic, and if I have any problems, I'll, you know, go to the doctors for it. But anyway, I just figured I'd lighten it up a little bit for you and give some people some tips on it. Does work. You know,
how, right.
You know yourself when you cut them up, you know, your eyes water like crazy, and you'll feel better.
I hear you. All right. Well, thank you very much for getting in. If anything, I want her to take care of me next time I get a cold. Sounds very nurturing.
I do feel like, and thanks a lot for the call. I do feel like because of the anxiety and the fears and emotions running pretty high, and because we have gotten directives from the government about our behavior, people feel like it's okay to be judgy of other people's situations, and you don't necessarily know everything. And I think you and I deal with this a little bit too, just as much as anybody else.
Uh-huh.
You feel like that what you see tells the entire story, or what you hear about somebody's situation tells the entire story. We're doing a little bit of, well, you don't have to deal with this, so you must be okay, or you don't have to deal with this. It's a lot of that one-upsmanship a little bit in terms of who gets to stress more. Like, no,
yeah.
No. Don't assume you know everything.
Yeah, and that's absolutely true because, you know, we show, and this is true of everybody. I'm not just talking about you and me. You look at social media. There was a thing. I'm going to go off on a tangent here for a second, but follow me on this one. There was a thing that psychologists were talking about a while ago when it came to feeling like, you know, we were judging our own lives by what we saw on our friends' Facebook feeds and saying, you know, because what do you put on Facebook? Hey, we're on vacation and everybody's happy and, right. you know, I just got a promotion and all of that. You don't put up on Facebook when lousy things happen in your life. So all anybody ever sees is how great your life is. And we all do that. We all put that face out there because we want to, you know, we want everybody to share in all of our good stuff. So, you know, psychologists were saying, we're seeing that. We know how screwed up our own lives are. And so we see everybody else out there having a great time and looking like they've got it all knocked and, you know, everybody's getting promotions and stuff. And it makes us feel even worse. And they said, don't do that. You got to remember, everybody's got stuff. Everybody's going through things. And the same is true here. I mean, you know, we're not all going through the same experience right now, but we have all made adjustments. We're all trying to deal with things that, you know, we don't talk about every day and that other people don't see.
Right. All right. Back to the phones. Let's get another caller on the line here. Go to Clinton, and Brandon's on the line with us. Hey, Brandon.
Hello. That one gentleman was just, I was saying, don't take, I'm a nurse. Of course I go to work. I come home. The difference is your kids out in public is when I'm a nurse and I go to work, when I come home, my shoes come off outside. I spray them down. I immediately go and take my clothes. They go in a bag. I shower before I see my family. When you're out in public, you're making my kids be exposed in a way that I can't control. If you're sick and you're spreading it, I can control when I come home. When I go to work, you know, yes, there's a measured risk, but I have some control over what happens. I know if I go into a patient's room who has something wrong with them, I know what PPE to put on when it's available. To be safe, when you put them out in public and expose everyone, we can't wear PPE everywhere we go every day in public. So it is not a comparison to say that that nurse chose to expose their kids. They have a measured risk they take, yes. And even more so, oh, I'm so mad. it's just, you know, I mean, I careful what I do when I come to my house. I'm not choosing like, oh, I'm going to take my kids to the park. You know, your kid has some horrible disease and you brought them to the park where you know it's communicable. That is not the same thing as me entering a patient's room, putting on my gear, taking my time, leaving the room, washing the room, and staying safe. Otherwise, I mean, 92% of nurses are women. Do you want them all to not have children? Do you want all the ones with children to stay home? That would be you'd be in trouble. There's already a nursing shortage. There is.
Yeah.
You texted, right? You texted the show before you called?
Yeah. I was so mad.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great. I'm going to call it passionate, not mad, in a good way.
You know, when you put other people at risk by choice, it's not the same thing as a nurse who says, or a doctor, or anyone in healthcare. CNAs, people forget there's these CNAs. Do you know how many CNAs are mothers working double shifts for very minimal money? I mean, as a nurse, without those CNAs, don't forget that we can't do our job.
Yeah.
They're the wiping butts just so I can give a medicine and get in there and keep that patient clean. And they do more than that. I don't mean to demean them at all. They're amazing. So that whole team, almost all CNAs are women. Almost all nurses are women. Good luck if you want the ones with children to stay home.
Well put. Well put.
Anyway, that's my two cents. I was seeing.
Thanks a lot. I hope we let you get it off your chest because you made some great points. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.